You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
To keep my hands on myself.
Than the so-called asymptomatic disease, which amounts to the common cold. Despite the fact that the U.S. federal government deliberately poisoned the alcohol supply during Prohibition, killing at least 10,000 people, infected thousands of children with the polio vaccine in 1955, leaving hundreds with paralysis and killing almost a dozen. Infected millions of Americans with simian virus from contaminated polio vaccines, and aggressively pushed highly addictive opioids on Americans while diligently securing the Afghan poppy fields with our U.S. troops. Despite a dreadful history of death, injury, and lies, millions of people are somehow willing to line up for the latest experimental shot from Big Pharma. But not only is the vaccine causing death and injury to the vaccinated seem to be shedding something terrible to the unvaccinated. And Big Brother does not want you to know about it. If you Google search mRNA vaccine shedding, all you will find are articles claiming that such a thing is a conspiracy theory, as if we are all stupid. But if you specify for anything published prior to, say, 2017, you will find a different story. Right at the top, studies show that vaccinated individuals spread disease, sources several scientific studies showing how vaccinated individuals can shed the virus for months and infect the unvaccinated. And in their very own vaccine trials, Pfizer was concerned about shedding. In particular, they were concerned about pregnant women being exposed to vaccinated test subjects by inhalation or skin contact. After a young woman posted on Instagram how her menstrual cycles were affected after coming into contact with a person who had recently been vaccinated, she was inundated with hundreds of messages from other women who have experienced the same. Her account has been deleted several times by Instagram for sharing these stories. Women who have bled for weeks after being in contact with the vaccinated. Women bleeding from their eyes. Women who have bled so badly they needed blood transfusions. Several women having miscarriages. And girls as young as 1 year old bleeding from their vaginas. These personal accounts are banned and censored from the public. And now President Joe Biden is announcing that fully vaccinated people can go outdoors without a mask. It seems that the worst is yet to come. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Yeah, truly an incredible video and one that needs to be shared. You can find it at InfoWars.com and band.video. Vaccine shedding causes miscarriages and blood clots in unvaccinated females, right? That means not people who actually received the vaccine, but people who are simply near the vaccine. Yeah, it's... Hello? Do we stop to question anything? Why a vaccine for a respiratory illness is causing changes in the menstrual cycle? Why it's causing blood clots and Alzheimer's disease and death in certain cases? Why all of these insane side effects are occurring and how it's only been 4 months since the vaccine actually rolled out? It's going to be a very, very interesting next couple of years as the entire reality of the vaccine comes to light. Troubling stuff, folks. You got to share that video. You got to get this information out there. People are taking the vaccine. They don't know. They have no idea. They just think everything's hunky-dory. Incredible stuff, folks. Special episode today. Stay with us.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. In the
southern part. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 30th of April, 2021. My name's Harrison Smith. This is a special episode of American Journal. That's right. It was inspired by a caller just yesterday, gave us this idea. We'd sort of hinted at it for a little while. It's the Trucker Call-In Show. That's right. Today, on this Friday edition of American Journal, we will be taking calls, and I ask for truckers to give us a call. If you are a trucker, a truck driver, if you spend all day behind the wheel of your big rig listening to InfoWars podcasts and books on tape, I'm kind of jealous of truckers, to be honest with you. I really love nothing more than driving really long distances with a good audiobook or a good podcast. You guys have it made. But we get tons of calls from truckers. This is like a trend that I noticed, and a lot of truckers said, you know, yeah, all me and my trucker buddies, we all, you know, talk about this stuff all the time. And I thought, let's do it. We'll do a full episode, kind of like how War Room at the last Friday of every month does their Veterans Call-In Show. Well, we are the Trucker Call-In Show this morning on American Journal. So if you are a trucker, give us a call. The number 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539, and we will hit the ground running on the first edition, first of many, I hope, monthly editions of the Trucker Call-In Show here on American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. With that, let's begin the show, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 30th of April, 2021. Amazon's profit more than triples as pandemic boom continues. The company said Thursday that's first quarter profit more than tripled from a year ago, fueled by the growth of online shopping. It also posted revenue of more than $100 billion, the second quarter in a row that the company has passed that milestone. Amazon is one of the few retailers that has benefited from the pandemic. As physical stores temporarily closed, people stuck at home turned to Amazon to buy groceries, cleaning supplies, and more. That doesn't seem to be dying down. Yes, folks, as apparently the small businesses, according to Yelp, 60%, the ones that shut down during the pandemic, shut down permanently, never to reopen again. And very rapidly and surely, the collapse of middle America and the collapse of small businesses has meant that entire section of the economy has just been moved wholesale into the major box stores and companies like Amazon. Incredible stuff. This from the Gateway Pundit, perhaps the most troubling headline seen in quite a while. Biden Justice Department weighing domestic terrorism law to target white supremacists. That's right, the Biden Justice Department is actively considering whether to give prosecutors new authorities to bring specific charges against domestic terrorists. One of the things we're looking at is would we need new authorities. Brad Wiegman, Deputy Assistant Attorney General for the Department's National Security Division, said Thursday, because the current laws in the books to bring charges for arson, violations of weapons or explosive laws aren't enough. The reality is the DOJ is looking to make new laws to persecute people with whom they politically disagree. The Justice Department did not mention BLM terrorists or Antifa terrorists. They're focused on so-called white supremacists, which, of course, is just code for Trump supporters and conservatives. The FBI said white supremacists pose the most lethal threat, despite the fact that Black Lives Matter and Antifa have caused billions in damage, killed dozens of people, and burned countless buildings to the ground over the last year. Not even counting the defund the police movement, which, according to leftist outlet Axios, has caused upwards of 6,000 deaths as a consequence of those demands. Bloomberg reported that Wiegman also told a House Appropriations Subcommittee that the one question the DOJ is wrestling is, are there gaps? Is there some type of conduct that we can envision that we can't cover? Or would it be otherwise benefit in having something else other than what we're having now? Does this guy speak English? Like, what are these sentences? Currently, no U.S. law lets the government designate domestic extremists as terrorists or bring specific charges for domestic terrorism. That contrasts with laws to combat international terrorism, which allow the government to designate groups and bring charges for providing these groups with material support, Bloomberg reported. Yeah, see, foreign terrorists are foreign terrorists. American people that disagree with you are not terrorists, you psychopathic tyrants. Representative Matt Cartwright of Pennsylvania says, this is a cancer on our country. Right-wing extremist attacks and plots have greatly outnumbered those from all of their groups combined and caused more deaths as well. Just blatant, baseless falsehoods. Just completely baseless. Completely false. Completely wild-eyed insanity being used to justify thought crime. Ministry of Truth coming soon. Truly incredible. And again, are you going to fall for this? Are you going to fall for, well, I mean, they're white supremacists. I'm not going to defend white supremacists. I'm not a white supremacist. I'm not going to defend these people. And it's like, okay, do you know what they call white supremacy? They call the Gadsden flag white supremacy. They call pictures of St. Michael, the archangel, Gabriel, white supremacist. It's not real. It's not legitimate. It's a psychological trick to get you to allow them to push their tyranny forward. Don't fall for it. Researchers investigate link between COVID and menstruation after thousands of women report changes to their cycle after getting completely safe vaccine. It's a totally, totally safe vaccine. It will, however, severely alter your basic hormonal balance. Thousands of women have reported changes to their monthly cycle after getting the COVID vaccine. Ann Thompson received her first dose of the Pfizer vaccine April 12th on what should have been the last day of her period. We don't need to get into the details here. Point is, female body is a very delicately balanced machine, and the vaccine seems to be throwing all of the inner workings into chaos. Giuliani says that the FBI refused Hunter Biden's hard drives during their illegal unconstitutional raid. Thursday, the former New York City mayor, Rudy Giuliani, who formerly served as the former President Donald Trump's legal counsel, criticized the FBI raid on his Manhattan apartment during an interview with Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson. According to Giuliani, the agents were very professional and very gentlemanly. However, they refused to accept hard drives that Giuliani claimed contained incriminating evidence on Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden. So they go into his house. They raid it, raiding a private residency of a lawyer, seizing his electronics communication platforms, but not taking the hard drive that has the Hunter Biden information on it, not taking the Hunter Biden hard drive. That's the only thing they left, because this is America now. If you are a legendary prosecutor yourself, if you were once the beloved mayor of New York City, you may have your door kicked in the middle of the night by the FBI as they're there to seize and read all of your correspondences with your privileged communications with your people you are being a lawyer for. Oh, but if you're Hunter Biden and you have a hard drive full of incriminating evidence, they're not interested in that. No, no, no. Law only goes one way nowadays. Giuliani says the DOJ secretly went into his iCloud account in 2019, invaded attorney-client privilege as we were defending against the phony impeachment. So this kind of ties it all together, doesn't it? And this goes back to the Bush administration, pretty much, when it was discovered that the intelligence agencies were spying on the communications of people in power, like senators and congressmen. So when you think to yourself, why are our intelligence agencies able to run roughshod over every law on the book? Why aren't our elected politicians standing up for us? That's the answer right there, is that the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the deep state spy state network working in the shadows behind the scenes of the American government have blackmail and use these incredible tools they have to make sure the people that would be able to hold them to account have reasons not to do so. Take, for example, Matt Gaetz attempting to stand up against the FBI and finding himself in a little bit of hot water, shall we say. We'll continue with the Daily Dispatch on the other side on this first edition of the Trucker Call-In Show. We need more truckers, folks. People who hang around truckers, people who work at truck stops, they're welcome too. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns and the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now.
Super Male Vitality
at InfoWarsStore.com.
CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vasobeats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we're going to continue with our daily dispatch here as the phone lines are filling up with truckers from across the nation who spend their days on this nation's great highway system bringing goods from place to place. I'm telling you, the more I think about it, maybe I'll just become a trucker. Maybe I'll just give all this up. I always wanted to be one of the truckers with a little cabin in the back. You know, you got your cab and then you got your big trailer, and sometimes right in between, there's that just a little tiny cabin. I've got a little mini fridge, maybe a little TV in there. That always seemed awesome to me. Anyway, we'll take your calls momentarily. Before we do, let's continue with our daily dispatch. Three lawfare groups petition Biden DOJ to shut down the Maricopa County forensic audit. Cockroaches fear the light. I think that's such a great subtitle from Gateway Pundit. Cockroaches fear the light. Everything you hear Democrats doing, you just hear that scurrying of cockroaches in the cupboard. You know that noise, that noise of cockroaches just being gross in the shadows. That's what I hear in my head every time I read about anything the Democrats do. They just have a pervasive bug-like quality to all of their actions. Democrats are very, very worried about the forensic audit taking place in Arizona today. Forensic audit will look at voting machines and 2.1 million ballots use ultraviolet light to determine if they're authentic or likely fraudulent votes. Democrats failed to shut down the process in Arizona. So on Thursday, they went to the Biden Department of Justice to shut down the audit in Arizona. They're pulling all of the levers that they can in an attempt to shut down this audit. But it seems like, at least for now, it will continue to move forward. Wow, what are you so scared of, Democrats? Why don't you let the audit go forward? You know how dumb the Republicans will look when the audit goes forward and everything is up to code? That'll be great, right? Certainly, it's not because you're perfectly aware that that's not going to be what happens. Very interesting. We'll keep an eye on those developments. U.S. bishops to weigh denying Holy Communion to President Biden. The U.S. Bishops Conference is currently drafting a document to clarify the issue of reception of Holy Communion, especially regarding public figures who promote abortion on demand. It's like, gee, I wonder if we should give communion to someone who's made it his policy to increase dramatically the number of unborn children that are murdered. I wonder if that guy's really a Catholic. It's just hard to tell. Folks, if you aren't aware of what's going on in the country right now is a religious war, maybe you haven't been paying attention, as this headline perhaps will illuminate. LGBT legal group sues to strip religious universities of civil rights protections. The Religious Exemption Accountability Project filed the lawsuit in an Oregon federal court on March 29th. The suit aims to prohibit any student from using federal tuition grants, student loans, and any other federal financial aid at post-secondary schools that uphold biblical beliefs on gender and sexuality. So in other words, no money, no support from the government, effectively bankrupting any university that actually attempts to uphold what it says in the Bible. This is a religious attack. It's an attack on a religious group. It's one religion saying your religion offends me, so therefore you must stop practicing it. That's what's happening here. There is a religion, as a death cult that America is being taken over by now. Questioning it will result in your elimination from school. I'm going to talk about this a little bit longer, because if you actually look at what's going on in the country right now, we are under a theocracy. It's just a theocracy of self-worship and the celebration of sin. But it's absolutely a theocracy, and it's just about as extreme as the Inquisition, minus the medieval tortures. But your life will be ruined just the same. We'll get into that a little bit later in the program. Goodbye, suburbia. That's the headline from National File. Joe Biden targets exclusionary neighborhoods where white people live. Suburbia will no longer be as we know it, President Trump said when he was warning of these exact maneuvers on the campaign trail, he told voters that Biden wanted to get rid of single-family zoning laws, which require only typical suburbia homes be built in residential areas, which he warned would bring who knows into your suburbs, your community. So your communities will be unsafe and your housing values will go down. Remember when he said this? Nobody said, that's crazy. You're just a racist. Well, now it seems Joe Biden is proving him correct. In a White House issued fact sheet for Biden's radical infrastructure bill, he, quote, calls on Congress to enact an innovative new competitive grant program that awards flexible and attractive funding to jurisdictions that take concrete steps to eliminate such needless barriers to producing affordable housing. Many believe that this suggests Biden wants Section 8 housing in suburbs nationwide, fundamentally changing the concept of suburbs. We can get into all of the various problems that this will have. This will engender, that this will create. But no, it's about white people living near white people and how that's a very bad thing that must be destroyed. South Korean fishermen sail out against Japan's irresponsible nuclear attack as Tokyo plans to dump Fukushima wastewater into the ocean. Around 800 fishermen have taken part in rallies across South Korea in demonstrating against Japan's decision to dump more than 1 million tons of supposedly treated nuclear wastewater into the sea. According to Korea's National Federation of Fisheries Cooperatives, around 800 fishermen participated in demonstrations on Friday. Fishing boats set sail from 9 ports across the country, protesting near the shore, chanting slogans and holding banners aloft. Slogans such as "Withdraw Japan's decision" and "Condemn irresponsible nuclear attacks" were chanted by the fishermen, who also adorned their vessels with anti-Japan banners. I have to say, I totally agree. I think it is completely irresponsible to release this wastewater into the ocean. And I pity the people that are so close to the shore, so close to where this is taking place, despite the fact that with ocean currents, it is the entire world that will eventually be affected. Man who helped burn Minneapolis 3rd Precinct fined $12 million and sentenced to 4 years in prison. A Minnesota man has been fined $12 million for helping to set the fire to police station during a riot last summer following the death of George Floyd. Dylan Shakespeare Robinson, 23, pled guilty in December to one count of conspiracy to commit arson. He was accused of lighting a Molotov cocktail that another person threw at the 3rd Precinct headquarters in Minneapolis. Consequently, he now faces 4 years in prison and an enormous fine for the damage to the public precinct, a penalty Robinson's lawyers say he'll never be able to pay. May 28, 2020, Mr. Robinson chose to depart from lawful protests and instead engaged in violence and destruction. But it's okay. He's not a white supremacist, so we don't count his crimes. We ignore that. Ignore that. Show me one white supremacist who's thrown a Molotov cocktail in the last 30 years. Can you show me one? Just incredible. Democrats introduced a bill to strip federal grants from employers conducting criminal background checks. That's right. House Democrats introduced a bill to block forms of federal grants from going to employers that conduct criminal background checks or even inquire about the criminal history of an applicant. So if your company chooses to use background checks on your employees, your potential employees, to make sure you're not hiring, you know, some sort of lifelong felon, make sure you're not hiring somebody who has a history of violence in their recent past, you can expect to be bankrupt. Because remember, white supremacists bad, suburbs bad, Trump supporters bad, criminals good, rioters good. Welcome to 1984 meets the Gulag Archipelago.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
This is a song called The Red Baron by Sabaton. I thought I'd use it in honor of my late grandpa, Wild Bill Smith, who used to travel for work, and he was a pilot. He was a private pilot. He worked as a chemist and would have to travel around for work, but he was a pilot. And so when he would get on his CB radio during those long car trips, he would go by the call sign Red Baron. So there you go. And following in the tradition, today I will be speaking to many truckers. They filled up the phone lines. We'll go to them very shortly. And if you want to refer to me as Red Baron, I would be honored to hear that. That was his call sign when he would travel the roads of America and keep up to date on the goings on by using a CB radio. We'll go to your calls in just one second. Very quickly, though, I do have a very special announcement for those in Austin, Texas. Tomorrow, May 1st, is voting day for Prop B, and I'm here to insist, implore, and beg you to vote yes on Prop B. Take an hour out of your Saturday. Go vote yes on Prop B, and let's end this homelessness madness. It's tomorrow. Do not forget. Don't be late. And I want to play this video. It is a Democrat from Austin saying to vote yes on Prop B and calling out the gaslighting and BS coming from the local Austin Democrats. and how they're attempting to shame their supporters into voting no on Prop B. And it's just so interesting how, you know, this guy really gets it on a local level, but how this is the MO. I mean, this is what the Democrats do. Listen to some of the things this guy says and think about how not only it relates to Prop B and the homeless situation in Austin, but the Democrat tactic nationwide of gaslighting and telling you, as this guy says, literally says, stop, you know, he's like, stop telling us not to believe the evidence of our eyes. Stop telling us to not, that, you know, what we see happening is not happening. You're gaslighting us. And, you know, Democrats here in Austin feel this way because they've seen the effects of homelessness. They can go out, you know, their backyard to what was once a beautiful, you know, lovely creek where their children could play. And now there's heroin needles and fires and homeless people fighting with machetes back there. Like, they don't need to be told, you know, what happened. They saw the change happen in real time. And now they're being told, no, no, that didn't happen. Meanwhile, I will remind you, people, Democrats in Austin are busing homeless people to the polls to vote no on Prop B. So this is a self-perpetuating issue. You bring in 10,000 homeless people and then you have them all vote no on Prop B and then it fails. So you bring in 10,000 more homeless people. Where and when does this end? So you have to stand up against this because it is entirely political, entirely destructive to our city. And here's a local Democrat explaining exactly that.
So this is a message to all the Democrats. Let's vote yes on Prop B. I know there's a lot of stuff being talked about in Democratic circles, trying to make people feel guilty. They can believe that what they see isn't really what they see. It's a major gaslighting campaign that somehow the homeless are being helped by this mess that the city council's created, and that to vote yes on Prop B is somehow going to hurt everybody. It's not. Best thing we can do is vote yes, Democrats. Think about your neighbors, the neighbors that are being impacted by this. Think about the homeless people who are being impacted by the chaos out there that the city's created, the ill-conceived plan, this big misadventure. Don't believe in all of the very recent discussion about how we've had summits and, you know, we've all come to the light. It's ridiculous. This stuff could and should have happened more than 2 years ago. It's a joke because they're under pressure. Vote yes. Send a clear signal to the city to listen to the citizens, care for the citizens, care for all of the citizens, not just the few that a very, very few activists have been advocating for very loudly. It's time to speak up for your neighbors that are small, that are being hurt by the encampments everywhere, their businesses, working class neighborhoods, women and children that can't use amenities, feel safe on the streets. It's time to cut off the chaos and demand the city do better by its citizens. That's what Democrats ought to stand for, doing better for the common man. This is not doing better for the common man. It's undemocratic. It's ridiculous. Vote yes on Prop B.
There you go, folks, from a Democrat himself. I just so emblematic of what the Democrats do everywhere they go. And they literally a plague, a cancer on the regular people that are just trying to live their lives. Just they just impose trouble upon you and then demand that you give them money to solve that problem. It's totally absurd. But, you know, he starts off that statement by saying, stop making people feel guilty. That's what it's all about. It's emotional manipulation. It's if you don't vote for us, you want homeless people to die? You're trying to send homeless people to prison for being misfortunate? How dare you? It's all emotional manipulation. Just stop falling for it. These people don't care about you. They don't care about anything. They are scumbag liars that are using whatever political power they can grasp their greasy hands on to destroy the fabric of your entire community. So F them. Vote yes on Prop B. Get our city back to some semblance of normalcy before we became one elongated shanty town under their policies. With that, we go out to the phone calls. Rooster in Wisconsin has a comment about how important drivers are to the info war. I know it from the sheer volume of calls we get from truckers and those adjacent to the trucking industry. Thanks for calling in, Rooster. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, Harrison. Yeah, if I could recommend just when you are taking phone calls from the truckers, just ask them, what's your 20?
What's your 20?
And what's your 20? And it's not just where's your location. It's also where are you at? How are you looking at things? You know, when you're looking at stories on the border, are you thinking about, you know, our jobs and and menial things? Are we thinking about the untold human suffering? Are we thinking about the terror cells that are undoubtedly part of the invasion here? Are we thinking about, you know, the Iranian Day of Terror they've talked about for a long time? I mean, we're facing things that most people, and I'm sorry, drivers, my fellow drivers, even you guys out here listening to classic rock day after day, throw on the Info Warrior shows that are on all day long. And I've been listening for a long time. I grew up under one of these CB radios. And when I'm running around, if I'm not ranting and raving on it, I'm holding it down next to my speaker and playing some InfoWars over it. And
awesome.
I've started a lot of conversations at fuel islands, and I'm a master at turning a conversation about the weather into a conversation about what we all need to be thinking about. And at the end of the day, I think that really is God and, what he's doing here, pouring out his spirit on this country. And truck drivers out there, you guys are so important. And I hope you're taking your turbo force. I hope you're taking your bodies. It's a godsend out here. And I just really appreciate what you guys are doing. And truck drivers out there, you guys need to step up. We're leaders in this country. If you're already listening to InfoWars every day, you're a leader. And you need to be thinking of ways to reach out to these people that are just lost and need to be spoken to with some respect and also some, understanding that they're lost in this world. And you truck drivers out there are leaders. And I just want you to step up and make that first step in the animating contest to liberty. And we were told what the price of freedom was. It was eternal vigilance, and we all need to be vigilant and on our guard and willing to stand up for what's right every day. Because the only part of America that's left right now is what we're willing to stand up and die for. And, that's what I got.
That's very well said, man. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was really enjoying what you were saying there. That was great. I couldn't agree more. You saying the thing about bodies and turbo force made me think we should have like a trucker special. Maybe we can come up with a sale of the most important products for truckers, because it's like turbo force. You got to stay focused. You got to stay on the ball. You're driving a big rig of multiple tons around these tiny little electric toy cars they got on the road now. Turbo force is a great one. Then bodies, of course. I mean, I can't imagine. I guess you guys have those big springs under your seats that are fun and keep you more comfortable. But when I drive from Houston to Austin and I have to get out and, stretch my back as soon as I get there, that's just 3 hours. I can't imagine being on the road all day. You're going to need a bottle of bodies at the end of that. Thanks so much for the call, Rooster. We go back to your calls. All truckers on the line when we get back. Stay with us, folks.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostaguard with the salt palmetto and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beets, concentrated beet extract, create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, I still got some really great videos to play for you today, but for the time being, we are going out to the phone lines. We're hitting the CB radio waves to talk to truckers across our fair nation this Friday morning. We go now to Danny in Kansas, who says the tree of liberty must be watered. Very true, Danny. You're on the air.
Yes, I think it was Lincoln that said the tree of liberty must be watered with blood.
Yeah, Jefferson actually, yeah.
The tyranny that's going on. Hail to the Red Baron and to all the other highwaymen out there. We've got to stay on these guys. They're going to kill us if we don't.
You're absolutely right. I think the full quote was, the tree of liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and of tyrants. So, you know, sometimes that's portrayed as a call to action, you know, violence against the tyrants. But it's also a call for a sacrifice as well. The tree of liberty must be refreshed time from time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's from Thomas Jefferson. And it's true. It's telling you that the tree of liberty will not go lightly fed. It is not an easy task to take on the tyrants and to refresh that tree, but it is a necessary task. And I think that's great. Anything else before I let you go, Danny?
I have one request.
Sure.
As highwaymen out here, we would like to hear, we've talked about it at different truck stops, and I know you're not a request radio station, but if they could play Quicksilver Messenger Service, play Fresh Air by Quicksilver, would sure be refreshing for some of us out here. Fresh Air by Quicksilver Messenger Service.
All right, we will. We'll have the crew on that. We'll probably close out the segment with that if they're fast enough. Thanks so much, Danny. And thank you for that term, highwaymen. That's it. That's a great term. I was wondering, truck drivers, truckers, what's the good nomenclature? I like highwaymen. There's something mysterious about that. And we'll find that Willie Nelson song, too. about the highwaymen. Thanks so much for the call, Danny. Keep up the good work. Let's go now to Ben in New Hampshire. Let's talk about a side effect of not the vaccine, but being near people with the vaccine. Thanks so much for calling in, Ben. What's your 20?
Hey, Harrison. I'm driving right now, but I work with a couple CNN Democrats, and they really drive me nuts. About 6 weeks ago, one guy got the shot, and about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, when I would be in his office talking about whatever I was getting loaded up with, I would start feeling dizzy, and I was like, what is happening here? And I didn't really get it. And then I heard that little Greg Reese report you guys had, and I thought, well, maybe it's part of that. But this morning I was around the other one that I work with. He's a truck driver as well, but he's a little Biden supporter. Anyways, I was telling him, I go, be careful when you're around X, because every time I'm around him, I seem to get dizzy. Next thing you know, I was feeling dizzy, but the other guy wasn't even around. And he goes, oh, well, I've been double vaxxed. I've taken both Pfizer shots too. I was like, whoa. So I've been looking online, trying to figure out information on it. Obviously, there's not a lot out there. And I was just wondering if anybody else was feeling the same effects that I've been getting.
Well, that is definitely a vaccine side effect from drugdiscoverytrends.com. Dizziness among common COVID-19 vaccine side effects. A significant number of people obtaining COVID-19 vaccines have complained of dizziness. Some 11.8% of the reports associated with COVID-19 vaccines in the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System cite dizziness as a possible side effect, with an additional less than 1% list vertigo as a complaint, while just around 1%, a little over, report fainting as a side effect. So that's definitely one of the side effects associated with COVID-19. And since they're saying that side effects can be felt by people who are near the vaccinated, sounds like you're onto something here, Ben. And, it's interesting that you said you felt dizzy and then learned that the guy had gotten the vaccine, because, you know, you might be tempted to think that this is like a placebo effect sort of thing, that it's a psychosomatic, that you know, because you were expecting to feel side effects being near somebody who's vaccinated, then you felt it. But clearly that's not the case. If you're like, huh, I'm feeling dizzy right now and I'm not near anybody, and the guy's like, oh, actually, I am vaccinated, then it can't be, you know, the cause and relationship effect of the placebo concept is not there. So that's very interesting, and I would not be surprised. Perhaps you are particularly sensitive to this particular side effect. I'd be careful, man. I'd maybe not stay around those people.
Definitely, man. That shook me out of my boots. And I'm telling you, it was once the other guy told me, no, I'm totally vaccinated too, I was like, well, maybe it's not as psychological as I thought. Because I figured, you know, just being around a vaccine person that wears a mask and loves Biden, I thought, you know, maybe, hey, that's me. That's just me in my head. But when this guy told me that, I was just like, wow, somebody's got to know something that I don't know, because it's happening. So anyways, that's all really just I got. Insane. Hey, I love the products, love the show, and you guys do a great job. Couldn't drive all day without you guys. So.
Well, thank you so much. Hope you stay safe on the road out there and keep spreading the word, good word, and stay away from those dastardly vaxxed people. It really is. Really does seem dangerous to hang around vaxxed people. You know, I mentioned yesterday that I had a family member coming into town talking about saying, oh, you know, I'm not vaccinated. Is that going to be an issue? And my sister and I are like, no, we don't want to hang out with vaxxed people. And then he hits us up and is like, okay, I got the J&J vaccine. It's like, okay, now we kind of don't want you to go. It's like, I don't want you shedding in my house. I don't want you shedding your gene-altering disease all over my house. It's so weird, man. Well, just why would you get the vaccine? Makes no sense. Makes no sense at all. And a little bit later in the program, there's a woman from Israel who's attempting to get the word out about what the effects the vaccine passports are having in that country and the true stratification of the entire population into the vaxxed and unvaxxed and the sort of de facto caste system or apartheid that's being implemented in Israel as we speak. She's talking about the dangers of this and telling people do not go down the road that Israel went down, because It is nothing but division and control with no foreseeable benefits. And we'll get into her account a little bit later in the program as well. Thanks so much for the call, Ben. Let's go now to Rebecca in Tennessee, who says the world is going crazy. I totally agree, Rebecca. Hopefully we can create a little bubble of sanity here at InfoWars. It's just the most insane seeming bubble of insanity. Like we're like tearing our hair out and like going insane, but really it's because we're watching the rest of the world consume itself in a fire of madness. We're trying to maintain above it. Thanks for calling in, Rebecca. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing, Red Baron? You got giggles here.
I'm quite good. Thank you.
And I am headed to Jefferson City, Tennessee. Look, honey, this place has gone crazy. Some states I go to, everybody's all masked up. I went into this one place, and this lady, I know that Fauci said, you know, put on two masks, and I never saw anybody really do it.
Right.
I was waiting on my food, and there's this lady walks in with two masks and gloves, and all I could do was just bust out freaking laughing. I just died laughing, and I looked at her, and I said, you know what? Would you like some plastic wrap?
Right.
I said, that would maybe help with the, you know, just go ahead and help with the process. I said, all that mask does, sweetheart, I said, is make you sick. I said, wearing that darn face diaper is like keeping mosquito out of it. Using a chain link fence to keep a darn mosquito out.
Yep.
It is just absolutely crazy. I walked into this one store and this guy, oh my gosh, he saw me walk in and he about jumped 6 feet up, ran all the way across the darn store just trying to get away from me as if I had the plague.
Oh no, a human being, run, hide.
I'm just shaking my head. And then I just really wanted to do nothing else but go, just really start making him freak out. And I'm just like, y'all need to wake up. This is just insanity. But then there's some stores I go to, nobody wears masks. And those are the stores that I try to go to. And I'd be like, all right, y'all aren't wearing face diapers. I don't wear a face diaper nowhere. And I refuse to wear one no matter where I go.
Right.
I just won't wear one.
Yeah. I like going to the stores where the guy, you know, you walk in and the guy's not wearing the mask and he puts up the mask and somebody comes in and we like make eye contact. He sees I'm not wearing a mask. And he's like, all right, cool. And he takes the mask down. People know they don't want to wear the masks anymore. That was a great call, Rebecca. I'm going to go back to Rebecca on the other side because, she's making me laugh this morning. Really great stuff. I love, yeah, it's like, keeping mosquitoes out with a chain link fence. Oh, but you put two masks on. That's like two chain link fences to keep the mosquitoes out. So that'll work, right? Is this that song? Is this the song that I wanted? All of your requests fulfilled on American Journal. We'll be right back, folks.
A major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now, and our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostagard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. And our first of what will be a monthly tradition of the Trucker Call-In Show, going swimmingly so far, if I may say so myself. We have on the line Rebecca, call sign Giggles from Tennessee, who is bringing the giggles this morning. Rebecca, I love the you have the exact right attitude. It's the attitude that I try sometimes in vain to embody, which is like a joyful kind of. Just recognizing the hilarity and all of the absurdity, because you can either rage and you know, become depressed about what's going on, or you can just laugh at it and know that you're doing the right thing and that these fools will one day either wake up or not, I guess. But either way, you're going to be fine. So I wanted to give you the last words. We ran up against the break there. We got Rebecca, a.k.a. Giggles from Tennessee. Do you read me, Giggles?
Oh, yeah, loud and clear, Sugar. Oh, I know. It's just, oh, my goodness. It's just absolutely, just everybody is just completely insane. I'd be driving down the road, and there'd be nobody in a vehicle but one person. They got a mask on and gloves on. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Y'all have done lost your ever-loving minds. I mean, it blows me out of the water. But I do want to sit there and tell y'all, too, that I have tons of y'all's products. I've got your vitamin mineral fusion and your winter sun, and I got all that on auto chip and brain force and Prostagard. And if anybody that is listening that has not ordered from y'all and supported y'all, y'all need to order and support y'all. I appreciate you, Harris and Alex and Owen and everybody working there, the guys that answered the phone, every single one of y'all. I appreciate y'all so very much. Y'all are doing an awesome job. I listen to y'all all day long.
Well, thank you so much, Rebecca. We so appreciate it. And personally, thank you for raising my spirits a little bit this morning. Laughter is infectious. We need more of it these days. I'm so glad we decided to start doing this yesterday. We decided yesterday, figured we'd do it today. The crew threw together some very fine-looking bumpers showing trucks crossing this great nation. And I think this is such a great idea. I love hearing from y'all. Thank you so much, Rebecca. I really appreciate it. I hope you call back in again soon. Let's go now to Bill in Tennessee, who wants to talk about the Maricopa County audit that is now underway despite machinations by the Democrats to shut it down. Thanks for calling in, Bill. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Oh, we lost Bill. Hey, Bill, give us a call back. You must have hit something on your phone by accident. So call back. We'll get you on quick, Bill. Let's go now to Tim in California talking about hoarding toilet paper. Toilet paper apparently is made out of some sort of rare earth metal, because anytime there's a slight disruption in the supply chain, toilet paper just disappears from ability to purchase. Thanks for calling in, Tim. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, we've spoken before just once, but I retired 4 years ago from trucking. But when you started saying truckers call in, and because all the talking heads on radio and television just, oh, why is it everyone's running on the toilet? There's a toilet paper shortage. Whoa, toilet paper. And it's like, okay, guys, think about this. If it's the Queen or the Pope, summer, winter, rich, poor, I mean, this is something everyone's going to use every day. It's basically, in a dry van world of truck driving, it's the number one thing we carry.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're well familiar now with one of the top five that we carry is also diapers.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. You go through those like nothing, man. My goodness.
But on behalf of the drivers that are still out there, I just want to say it was very irritating to me because during the time I drove, I went ahead and just said, let me grow a ponytail, you know, but they would not only give me random alcohol or drug testing, they would also from time to time give me random hair tests, which is going to give you months and months of data and so forth. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. All these government guys are walking me around like this. Who's working for who? And why is it Pelosi and these others seem to be all jacked up all the time?
Oh, man, you know, they're on so many prescription pills. Stay on the line, Tim. We'll come back to you in just 1 minute. Stay on the line.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Many more videos to show you, many more stories to talk about on today's edition of American Journal as we enter our second hour. And we talked to a lot of great truckers today. It's the Trucker Call-In Show where we're asking from calls from truckers, in particular ex-truckers. We got Tim, a retired trucker, on the line. But if you are a trucker or if you make your living on the road, let's just say that because, you know, a lot of different people are driving for different reasons now. And we always got a lot of calls from truckers on American Journal. So we thought we'd set aside a day just for them. And so far, I think it's been a really great idea from one of our callers yesterday who said, hey, y'all should make this a monthly thing. He said, that is a darn good idea. So that's what we're doing now. And so if you are a trucker or a driver of some sort or make your living on the highways and byways of this great country, we invite you to call in. The number to dial 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Just on a side note, before we go back to Tim, you know, one of my good friends, his family owns a gas station, and he's always given me information that doesn't make the mainstream news because the gasoline, just like the toilet paper shipping that Tim is talking about, things that are happening behind the scenes will affect them first, will affect sort of the most necessary supplies first. And so, you know, while the media may not be reporting it, I'll talk to my friend who works in a gas station. He's just like, yeah, man, we can't get ships. You know, we can't get any gas shipping. The price has gone up for this reason. This, you know, all the stuff's happening behind the scenes. So anyway, it's interesting what different industries, you know, hear about. They have their ear to the ground about certain things that the rest of the world isn't aware of. And I think truckers are sort of a great example of this because they are, in many ways, the lifeblood of this economy. They are the red blood cells, the white blood cells coursing through the veins of this nation. And so they have their finger on the pulse, not to put too fine of a point on that particular metaphor, but it's absolutely true. So I'm going to go back to Tim in California. He's talking about a lot of the restrictions that are put on truck drivers. And obviously, it's probably, you know, let's be real, Tim. It's probably a good thing that truckers are tested for drugs because you don't want somebody who's out of their mind driving around one of these big rigs with, you know, hauling tons of product behind them going 90 miles an hour down the freeway. I'd rather they not be intoxicated at all. But, you know, it's such a good point. And then you talk about people who are, you know, in control of billions or trillions of dollars in the United States government, who are sending people off to die in wars, who are handling the most sensitive and potentially destructive issues in our entire nation. And they all seem hopped up on something. They've all got something making their pupils big and you know, making them jitter and say weird stuff. And but it's all pharmaceutical. It's all prescribed by the doctor. So it's all totally fine. But I thought that was an interesting point you were making, Tim, and I wanted to carry you over so you were able to finish it instead of getting cut off by the break there. So we go back now to former retired truck driver Tim in California. You're on the air, Tim.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think that maybe they're on compounded pharmaceuticals, you know, because you think about it, Michael Jackson could have his thing dripped in his home, and you see how well that worked out for him and so forth. But it is very dangerous that our leaders have no accountability. I think that was my point, is our airline pilots and all these licensed professions where there is all this danger and so forth, you really are going to have to be drug tested on a regular basis in many different ways. And we're going to find out if you're problematic or not. But how do we know when the whole thing's melting down in front of us that these people aren't just all wild on drugs? I mean, Jerry Nadler was passing out at the table, and Bill de Blasio has to run over and go, oh, hey, you must be dehydrated. Here's some water. And I'm thinking, nah, he's probably so jacked up he passed out.
Right. Right. And Nancy Pelosi is another one who seems like she's on drugs. Remember, Trump wanted to drug test Joe Biden before doing a debate with him, which I don't think he agreed to, which it's like another one of these things. It's like, why not? Why don't you want the ballots being audited? Why won't you take the drug test? And this isn't about, an innocent regular citizen. Like, if you have nothing to hide, then you must submit to our. No, you're going for president of the United States. I think it's valid for the people of America to know whether or not you are on pharmaceutical drugs, and if so, which ones. I think that's a violation or a suspension of your privacy that comes with, occupying the most powerful and important offices in our nation in the public service. So I think you're exactly right, Tim. It is incredibly troubling, the mental state of so many of our politicians. Anything else before I let you go, Tim?
No. Just thanks for the great job that you're doing, all of you. You're doing so well. And just thank you.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Enjoy your retirement. I'm sure it's been well-earned. Let's go now to Happy in North Carolina. I hope your disposition is the same as your name, because so far I've enjoyed the joyful spirit of the truckers coming through the phone lines. Happy in North Carolina. You're on the air.
Am I happy, me?
Happy. You're here.
Happy. Yes, sir. God bless you. How you doing? I'm glad to talk to you. One thing I heard you talk about, McConaughey is going to Texas to run for some kind of politician.
Governor. He wants to be the governor of Texas.
Keep his butt out of there. He is Bill Clinton's right-hand man, and if you hadn't figured that out, we're going into the snake home.
Yep, I completely agree.
The other one is God's putting it right there in front of us. The how to beat this crowd is sacrifice. The devil wants blood sacrifice. So let's say, go along with me. I'll be president. You're my vice president. I take out the first family, the Bush family, which is most important. Then you have to have somebody else come along and be president again to take out the next family, because you know for sure Hillary and Bush is not going to put up with it. They'll kill me right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a... figured by four sessions, maybe five, we'll have our country back 100% by putting them in jail.
Yeah, I mean, it is incredible. These crime families have been able to get away with this stuff for so long. And, it also, you have to understand, the Bushes were deeply, deeply enmeshed in the CIA. They were there in the very beginning with the Council of Five, when under William Colby, they instituted the plan to create an alternative income system, so they didn't have to go to Congress, so they didn't have to ask Congress for permission before they did black ops. It was the creation of the true deep state as we know it, totally self-funded, totally above any oversight whatsoever. That opened up the door to the Contra scandal in Nicaragua, to the running drugs into American cities to destroy the ghettos and create a slave class of prisoners. It ties into the prolonging of the Vietnam War and all of the social chaos that caused. I mean, it's all tied in. And from the very beginning, George H.W. Bush was there. Oh, by the way, according to the documents that I've seen and explained on this program before, George H.W. Bush was brought on because he had extensive connections in China and would be the main connection point for the opium trade, which, of course, they needed the opium to make the heroin to get the troops hooked on so they would be destroyed by the time they got back to the United States from the chaos and hell that they were subjected to in the Vietnam War. So isn't it interesting that as head of the opium trading division of the deep state, black ops drug trading network, was a guy whose nickname everybody knows was Poppy. Poppy, that's what they called George H.W. Bush. They're doing it in your face. They're calling him Poppy because he was in charge of the opium trade with Council of Five when Lyndon Baines Johnson. And one of the other things that you learn from these documents, where it's the FBI reporting on the CIA because there's factions within the deep state that are constantly vying for power. And, the FBI will tell you, the person who is the head of the CIA at the time, who officially holds that position, is often not the true head, and that there will be somebody who technically has retired or, officially is no longer in office, and yet they are the shadow heads of the CIA. For a very long time, it was Dulles, Alan Dulles, or Foster Dulles. I get them both confused. It was the senior Dulles brother. While he was no longer in office in the CIA, everything had to go through him. And he was one of the ones who brought this plan to LBJ. And, of course, the Bushes were deeply enmeshed in this. It's the deep state families controlling the world from behind the scenes. And they're still in charge and they're still pulling the strings and they're still doing this. Thanks, Happy, for bringing this to our attention.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are Tomorrow's News Today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.Video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it. High-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today, protect your privacy, and fund the InfoWar.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars, and thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. That last caller, Happy from North Carolina, I believe, was talking about the families and how we can get this country back on track. We had a president that actually went after these families like the Clintons and the Bushes and actually punished them for their wrongdoings. And that, of course, the deep state as organs of protection for these elite families would not allow that to continue for very long. So we may have to have a succession of these leaders that one by one can root out these families, put them to trial and convict them of what we all know that they've caused. And that really sent me down a mental rabbit hole in the break there as I was thinking about all of the stuff that all the concepts that this inspires in me, because there are there are lots of versions of history, but in general, there's the mainstream accepted version of history, which is almost always a lie in some form, varying degrees of falsehood, but it's always sort of based on a central lie of some sort. Then there's the true history, and it's the real, levers of power that are being wielded behind the scenes. And I think if you were to look at this with the eyes of a very well-informed future historian, you would be able to see all of these levers very clearly. You wouldn't be distracted by the bells and whistles and the official story that's being pumped out by the mainstream media. 1,000 years from now, you might look back and go, okay, it doesn't matter what the people were being told about this. What matters is what was really happening behind the scenes. So you might think that we got into World War I because of the Lusitania. And you might think that it was a German U-boat attacking a passenger ship that caused outrage that incited America to get into World War I. That's if you don't know about the Balfour Declaration. Right? The Balfour Declaration was an agreement to get America into World War I in exchange for the British mandate of Palestine being turned over to the Rothschilds. Maybe you don't know about that, but that was the real impetus. That was the real cause of us getting into World War I. And then you go to the end of World War I and you have the Treaty of Versailles. And it might seem like it was just a mistake that the Treaty of Versailles put Germany in such a terrible position that several years later, the anger and outrage over the Treaty of Versailles would inspire the rise of Hitler and Nazism. Did you know that John Foster Dulles was the diplomat, the American diplomat, who wrote the war guilt clause into the Treaty of Versailles that caused all the problems that led to the rise of Nazism? Did you know that was John Foster Dulles that wrote that as a young lawyer in Versailles? Article 231 of the Treaty of Versailles, it's on Wikipedia. I mean, this isn't even denied by mainstream outlets, but did you know that that was John Foster Dulles, whose brother Alan Dulles created the CIA? Maybe you didn't. Now you do. All these little behind-the-scene machinations that went on, this is the true history of the world. And if you were to trace the true history of the world, a distinct change occurred around the invention of nuclear weapons, because that suddenly changed the entire nature of warfare. So that before, wars would inevitably take months of buildup before they ever got going. Well, now you can launch a missile with a single button. War could be absent today and here tomorrow. Absent today and here 5 minutes from now, and you need to respond immediately. So it was no longer possible to have true civilian oversight over the military and military actions, because you don't have time to call the Congress into session and debate your response when the nuclear missile is on its way and arriving in 5 minutes, and you have to make a decision as to what to do right now. You can look at Dr. Strangelove and all this sort of the media from that time dealing with this. And so that's what created the deep state in its true form. Not only did you have the rapid response necessary, so you had to have a permanent military class within the government that was in charge of this, but you also had, you know, the secrets of nuclear technology inspiring the intelligence war and the advancement of the intelligence agencies into a form similar to what we have today. That, of course, headed by Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles. Now, I have an article on offlimits.news, and if you just search offlimits news Eagle 2, Eagle 2 is the title of this document, or it's the name I gave to it. It is a leaked document from the FBI to Ted Kennedy in 1989, detailing the exact and thorough history of the creation of the deep state as we know it now. And it says this: during the tenure of Richard Helms as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, decisions were made by the director with implied approval from the Oval Office to draft a blueprint and put into motion a plan by which the CIA could have as much funds as and when needed without knowledge of Congress. This would accomplish the dual purpose of carrying out clandestine and covert operations without the clearance of the Congress, as well as avoid the necessity of having to request extra funds and thus divulging the workings of any covert operations in progress or planned. Director Helms wrote a memo to the Oval Office that the FBI intercepted, in which he states, if Congress or any other uniformed do-gooders become aware of this operation, this agency and the director will invoke the 1949 Central Intelligence Agency Act, which exempts the CIA from all laws requiring the disclosure of functions, names, official titles, salaries, and number of personnel employed by the agency. Using this cloak of legality, Director Helms put together a team of the top five people. The five experts picked were General Edward Lansdale, who ran the CIA activities in Vietnam, William Colby, who was to be put in total command of the blueprint operation when enacted, George Bush, who asked and received approval to have his top aide, Richard Armitage, be brought aboard, and Lieutenant Colonel Robert Ferreira, a top CIA asset who at the time was on assignment in the Congo and the Patrice Lumumba situation. And all of this is fairly well documented, well established. You can basically double check all of the facts on this document. The document goes on to explain exactly how this Council of Five enacted an operation to smuggle drugs into Vietnam. They hint at, they don't explicitly say that they would be giving, they were to be given to U.S. soldiers. Let me read just a few more of these sentences, and this all comes together with a couple of videos that I'm going to show you in the next segment. Before we go back out to your calls, so I saw Bill in Tennessee who accidentally dropped his call. It's called back, Bill. We'll get to you just as soon as we can. But I want to go to some videos in the next segment. Before I do, I want to sort of lay the groundwork with this. The five names of these people to lead this council were submitted to the godfather of the CIA, John Foster Dulles, who gave the plan his total blessing. So again, John Foster Dulles at this time was not officially the head of the CIA. Richard Helms was, but it had to go through John Foster Dulles to get approval because that's the way the deep state works. Okay, right now, whoever is director of the CIA is answering to somebody above him that you don't know. And this article or this letter reveals so much of how exactly this takes place. I'll explain this a little bit more and then go to these videos because what was laid here, the secret history that you're learning here is necessary to understand how we got to where we are today. We see the proliferation of intelligence agencies as they now merge with the corporate state as planned from the beginning.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States.
And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas had been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background. And I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here. But it's really true. Listeners are incredible. And when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostagard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second bestseller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So, really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com. CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vasobeats, Prostagard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we got truckers on the line. We'll get out to them just as soon as possible. Don't go anywhere, folks. You are going to be speaking on the air very, very shortly. But you know, our caller, Happy, just sent me down a rabbit hole here. And I feel like some of this is necessary for the lead up to a couple of really amazing videos that I want to show you. So back to this, not an article, it's a report from the FBI sent to Edward Kennedy in 1989, detailing the exact process that took place that allowed the CIA to become a rogue agency working under the guise of American intelligence. Explains the Eagle II program, how five individuals were brought together by Richard Helms, the director of the CIA, under the supervision of John Foster Dulles, the godfather of the CIA, who was still controlling the strings in the background, in the shadowy background of all this going on. And of course, this plan was approved to be carried out in secret by the Oval Office during the tenure of Lyndon Baines Johnson. All this corruption really got going under him. And what they say is that the master plan of this group called for the CIA to enter into the drug smuggling business in a total and complete fashion. Each one of the five planners would have his own field to handle. Bush would be the secret head of ONA, which is Overseas National Airline. And these are the types of phrases you can search and find Overseas National Airline and see the history of it there on Wikipedia. All of this, as far as I can tell, is completely confirmed. You can tell me otherwise, but everything I've seen has been confirmed from this article. William Colby was to handle the setting up all the manpower from runners, peddlers, pushers, collectors, and so forth, as well as the elimination of any who might prove to be uncontrollable, be they American or Vietnamese. Because remember, this was going on during the Vietnam War, and that's where so much of this activity was centered. Let me read, and it says the operation was given the name Eagle 2 at the request of Ferreira, one of these five, Lieutenant Robert Ferreira, for he felt it would be lucky to have the same code name as the Eagle project he had participated in when he was with the OSS, which was the precursor to the CIA. How's this for a sentence? Before the operation was really off the ground, Colby started his phase of elimination of dissidents, and he did so under the code name of Phoenix Program. Colby became insane with his power, and before he was finished with Phoenix, over 20,000 suspects were executed, and 2,500 U.S. citizens were accused by Colby of being collaborators, and they vanished. Have you heard about this in your history books? Do you see this in documentaries about the Vietnam War? Is anybody even aware that this took place? 20,000 people executed by the CIA? 2,500 United States citizens, most likely people in uniform, soldiers on the ground in Vietnam, disappeared? That's incredible, but you don't hear about it. You don't know about it. But it does give you an insight into what the CIA is capable of, what they do, and the blanket ability they have to carry out whatever they damn well please, up to and including the deaths of tens of thousands of innocent people who stand in their way. Just so you're aware that this program that got started in the 60s, it's still going on. It has not stopped. These people, their families, people, their followers still control this. They're still in the public eye. They're still in the public life. George Bush, who was a part of this, got a cross-country funeral with tens of thousands of people in cities all around the country coming out and watching his corpse be paraded through like he's some sort of Roman general celebrating a triumph. Just imagine. These are some of the most despicably evil, greedy, destructive people that have ever existed on Earth, and they're celebrated continuously. And it still happens to this day. It's only gotten worse. They've only gotten more control. Tens of thousands of people killed by the CIA in order to get money so they can carry out more operations. Here's another interesting connection to this. The plan was in full force when the United States government encountered continued opposition to its requests from the Japanese government ruling party. To put CIA-controlled people in power, Bush personally picked an obscure party formed in 1955, bankrupt and with very little membership, to back in a possible takeover of government. But the Liberal Democratic Party needed vast amounts of funds to carry out their part. They had to buy the membership and the votes. It was decided to give this obscure party all the funds they needed, but before they finally achieved power, a sum total of 300 billion Japanese yen had been funneled to them. This was carried out by Lieutenant Colonel Ferreira, who had a very special relationship with the first cousin of Emperor Hirohito, Prince Hiroki Watanabe. And thus, the colonel had an open door to Japanese politicians and to the Diet. This, in effect, Senator, is the start of Operation Eagle 2, which over time evolved into what you refer to now as the Japanese, Singapore, New Zealand, Kentucky connection. So that's a pretty insane claim, right? George Bush, as a CIA agent, chose an obscure Japanese political party to back and to get into power, and they're called the Liberal Democrat Party. If the crew can do me a favor and just search the Liberal Democratic Party of Japan and see what Wikipedia has to say about them. Because here's the interesting thing. The Liberal Democratic Party of Japan, still in charge in Japan. They are still in power. It may have changed very recently, but up until at least last year, Shinzo Abe was a member of the LDP, Liberal Democratic Party. The LDP has continuously been in power since its foundation in 1955. exactly the same date as said in this Eagle 2 document. And if you scroll down to where it says, where it talks about the founding of this party, beginnings, there under history, formed in 1955 as a merger of two parties, when they began establishing diplomatic ties with the Soviet Union. From the 1950s to the 1970s, the United States Central Intelligence Agency spent millions of dollars attempting to influence elections in Japan to favor the LDP against more leftist parties such as socialists and communists. So this is the real history, folks. This was not revealed until the mid-1990s when it was exposed by the New York Times. So this was totally unknown for 40 years. Japan was a client state of our CIA. Japan was ruled by a party completely propped up and created from whole cloth by George Bush and the Central Intelligence Agency. Did you know that? Did you know that that same party still rules to this day, that Shinzo Abe is a member of it? Are you aware that Japan is literally a client state of the New World Order and of the deep state? I find this incredibly interesting. I don't know if you do as well, but this is the real history. This is the real behind-the-scenes stuff. This is the real information war that's going on behind the scenes. You didn't know about any of this, I assume, but now you do. How this all came about, how this was all planned and managed. So I've gone a little bit over time here, but when we get back, I'm going to show you one, maybe two videos of what's happening in the CIA now. Because the other most important part about this Eagle 2 operation that was carried out, and the way I always explain it is like, if you're going to try to cheat on your wife, but your wife controls the bank accounts, then she might be suspicious when you're suddenly buying $100 steak dinners and that you're not inviting her to, right? So you want to go and make money on the side so you can fund your illicit activities without the person who controls the purse strings knowing about it. Well, that's what the CIA is doing. They want to go out and do things that the government wouldn't be so happy with what they're doing. The only method of control the government has is control of the purse strings. They go off and make money on the side in order to fund their nefarious activities without any oversight whatsoever. The interesting thing about this organization that sort of took over the CIA and using it to their own ends was then given in whole cloth to foreign factions. And they've been controlling it ever since.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, and people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the info war more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostaguard and VasoBeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the info war and enrich your life. The cavalry is here.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks. If I was leading the proverbial trucker convoy down the road at this point, we may have gone a little bit off course. You may be looking out the window wondering why all the street signs are in Vietnamese. I've gone a little bit off the rails here talking about Eagle 2, but it's important to understand that this video I'm about to show you about the CIA is from an organization that is ruthless, responsible for so much wrong in today's world, brutal, greedy, in charge of just absolutely everything in our nation with their total control over the media and influence in so many massive industries throughout our country. It's important to lay the groundwork and let you know that the CIA, the FBI, and so many other of our state, spy state organs, who they are, how they got their foundation, what they are really up to and what their designs really are, because it's not about protecting America. It's not about fulfilling the tenets of their supposed actual mission. It's about enriching themselves. It's about taking control. It's about getting basically blanket amnesty in order to commit any crimes that they desire up to, and including murdering tens of thousands of people to achieve their ends. Just keep in mind that this video I'm about to show you was produced by and is promoting one of the most murderous, one of the most out of control, one of the most destructive, deadly, and evil organizations that this world has ever seen. But now they're rebranding themselves. And I want to show you how. Here's clip number 6, Humans of the CIA.
When I was 17, I quoted Zora Neale Hurston's How It Feels to Be Colored Me in my college application essay. The line that spoke to me stated simply, I am not tragically colored. There is no sorrow dammed up in my soul nor lurking behind my eyes. I do not mind at all. At 17, I had no idea what life would bring, but Zora's sentiment articulated so beautifully how I felt as a daughter of immigrants then and now. Nothing about me was or is tragic. I am perfectly made. I can wax eloquent on complex legal issues in English while also belting Guayaquil de mis amores in Spanish. I can change a diaper with one hand and console a crying toddler with the other. I am a woman of color. I am a mom. I am a cisgender millennial who's been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder.
Oh, good.
I am intersectional, but my existence is not a box-checking exercise. I am a walking declaration. a woman whose inflection does not rise at the end of her sentences, suggesting that a question has been asked. I did not sneak into CIA. My employment was not and is not the result of a fluke or slip through the cracks. I earned my way in, and I earned my way up the ranks of this organization. I am educated, qualified, and competent, and sometimes I struggle. I struggle feeling like I could do more, be more to my two sons, and I struggle leaving the office when I feel there's so much more to do. I used to struggle with imposter syndrome, but at 36, I refuse to internalize misguided patriarchal ideas of what a woman can or should be. I am tired of feeling like I'm supposed to apologize for the space I occupy rather than intoxicate people with my effort, my brilliance. I am proud of me, full stop. My parents left everything they knew and loved to expose me to opportunities they never had. Because of them, I stand here today a proud first-generation Latina and officer at CIA. I am unapologetically me. I want you to be unapologetically you, whoever you are. Know your worth. Command your space. Mija, you're worth it.
Central Intelligence Agency, you're worth it. So that's their new branding campaign, by the way. Intersectional branding campaign from the CIA. She's wearing a t-shirt with a black power fist inside of a feminist symbol. It's just like, this is who is running things in our country. This is who's working behind. These are the spy masters we have involved. See, they're trying to put on a show, the CIA. They're trying to make you think they're just a cuddly little arm of the intelligence agencies. They're the fun-loving, intersectional, Latina, margarita-drinking faction of the military-industrial complex, right? And I guess the one thing appropriate for the CIA, and that is the hubris, the self-aggrandizing. Yeah, she said, I used to suffer from imposter syndrome. Then I just stopped caring that I'm not actually qualified, right? She's like, I'm powerful. I am amazing. I am a gift to the world. You're welcome. And I can... Yeah, I'm a sociopath who feels no empathy. It's like I can change a diaper with one hand while I attach electrodes to the genitals of a interrogation suspect with the other. I am powerful. I'm a Latina, cisgendered millennial, but I'm not checkboxes. Like I am my weird little divisive identity, but don't try to categorize me. Also, I'm here on my own volition. I'm not here because of some diversity thing. Here, take a look at my diversity award. What? It's the same organization. They're still overthrowing governments. They're still torturing interrogation subjects in black sites. They're still overthrowing duly elected leaders in favor of United States controlled puppets. They're still the spy arm of the military-industrial complex. Now they just have the same woke makeup job as the rest of the corporations that are still using slave labor and still exploiting African countries for their resources. But it's amazing what a coat of woke paint will do for an old war machine. She's like, I'm a CIA agent, and I've been diagnosed with crippling anxiety. Is that a good thing? I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. It's like, yes, I am mentally ill, and yes, I have a license to kill. Oh, okay, great. Good, good. CIA sees diversity as a weapon against changing threats from China and Russia. Yeah, China... In Russia, they look on at our CIA and they quiver in fear. They're shaking. Their teeth are chattering. They're like, ah, if only we had some middle-aged feminist Latina mothers. God, how are we going to win? All we have are hardened warriors. Darn it. If only we had some mentally ill, overweight Latinas. God, then we'd be really doing it. But no, you can't have them. we have them in our CIA. But it's not just the mentally ill Latina mothers that we're celebrating in the CIA. We have other people as well. Let's roll the next clip here, the next edition of Humans of the CIA. Clip that.
I wanted to be a librarian the first time I set foot in a library. I was always a little different, even at that age, and libraries offered a safe, quiet space where I could find tens of thousands of escapes into worlds of fantasy, mystery, and intrigue. After finishing college, I entered the workforce as a middle school librarian, where I was able to bring that dream full circle.
We'll just find footage of like targeted killings to play over this.
Now,
let's just find footage of like Abu Ghraib and very different black sites. And their
my job because
their
I
heart
no
attack
idea
gun.
What type of research question is coming through the door next?
Oh, he's got a septum
it might be
piercing.
As simple as an HR officer needing to clarify a law, or as complex as an analyst needing to help identify something they saw in a video still. There's something incredibly rewarding about knowing you are having a very real impact of potentially global proportions. As an agency librarian, I work to ensure that our collection and services are matched up with what CIA needs. Not only am I involved in the acquisitions of journals, books, and countless electronic resources, I'm also encouraged to curate special collections that challenge expectation. Recently, I brought in our intelligence gaming collection to give officers unique opportunities to practice skills they need in their various roles.
There you go, the intelligence
gaming.
Instead
of sitting for hours in front
of
a computer-based training,
play board
they can
games.
Play a carefully selected game to train a specific set of skills while simultaneously building on the myriad soft skills essential to intelligence work. My favorite thing about CIA is that they encourage the out-of-the-box ideas that drive real progress. Growing up gay in a small southern town, I was lucky to have a wonderful and accepting family. I always struggled with the idea that I might not be able to discuss my personal life at work. Imagine my surprise when I was taking my oath at CIA and I noticed a rainbow on then-director Brennan's lanyard, which I later learned was designed by Engel, one of the many employee resource groups here at the agency. I remember being stunned. Since then, however,
stunned.
I've learned
They're
that
so
far beyond the
friendly.
Resource groups,
they just
inclusion is the core value here.
Inclusion
officers
is the core value
the
here
work
at
hard
CIA.
To ensure that every single person, whatever
just
their gender,
unmanned
gender
drones,
identity,
bombing
race,
weddings,
disability, or
just
sexual orientation,
electrocuting a man's genitals
every day.
Some goat herder in Afghanistan getting his fingers chopped off. It's just like, oh, but at least they have gay guys working there.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening.
listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, the trucker hat is going on. The InfoWars bright yellow trucker hat is going on the head, because for the next hour, the final hour of American Journal this Friday, it's going to be phone calls and nothing but phone calls. We're going to hear from the truckers of these great United States. And first and foremost, we go to Bill in Tennessee, but a slight hiccup with his phone there, and we lost him just as we were trying to go live with him in the previous hour. So Bill in Tennessee's called back, thank goodness, and he's on the air now. Thanks for calling in, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, Harris? Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I appreciate it. So the one thing that really concerned me about the election in my state, Arizona, was the I live in Maricopa County, and when we voted, it was myself, my wife, my daughter, and my son-in-law all voted at the same time, and my vote was canceled. So, you know, you can go on the website after your vote and see that your vote went through. My daughters went through. My son-in-law's went through.
But yours was canceled? Did they tell you why yours was canceled?
And called. I never could get an answer on why mine was canceled. I did finally get through to Dr. Kelly Ward's office, and they did say they were going to look into all of the funny business that was going on there, and they are actually doing it now. I'm happy to see that something is being done.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was quite distressing, you know, to find out that my vote, after all, you know, I've lived in Arizona a long time and I've never had my vote canceled, but this time around it was canceled. And like I said, to date, I haven't got an answer on why it was canceled.
Very odd. And, you know, I should really do next week. I'll prepare it for next week, but I'll do a big, it may take all 3 hours. I mean, I'll do a really big, thorough breakdown of all of the issues that came to light just before, during, and then after the election, because I had totally forgotten about Sharpiegate. Remember Sharpiegate, Bill? That was in Arizona where pollsters were giving Sharpies to people to fill out the ballot, even though it wouldn't have gotten picked up by the machine. You had to use a pin, not a Sharpie. A Sharpie wouldn't have been picked up by the scanners, apparently. There was some issue with that. That might have been your issue, Bill. They may have given you a Sharpie. You may have filled out your ballot that way, and it was not counted because they weren't supposed to give you Sharpies. Could that may have been a possibility, Bill?
No, that wasn't the issue, and I'll tell you why. Because my wife and I always vote by mail.
Mm.
And so we got our mail-in ballots. We filled them out at home, and actually my daughter and son-in-law, when they went in to vote, we had them take and deliver our ballots personally because we didn't want to send them through the mail because we heard of all of that craziness.
Right.
So that wasn't a problem, but, yeah, they were trying to give people Sharpies there, and people, you know, my daughter and son-in-law said, yeah, they were trying to hand out the Sharpies. And people that were voting were saying, no, we're not supposed to use these. And they were telling them, yes, it's okay. Go ahead and use them. But they did not. They used their own pens. So fortunately, their votes went through. But like I said, mine was canceled. And that kind of tells me that if a quarter of every household was canceled, that's a quarter of the Maricopa County votes that were canceled and possibly changed over to Biden. Because, of course, we didn't vote for Biden. We knew what a corrupt person he was. We voted for Trump, as we did in the previous election.
Well, maybe this audit will bring to light maybe what occurred with your vote. You know, there was a leaked video of the training of Detroit vote counters. And they actually had a scheme where if somebody came in and said, I'd like to vote, and they looked on the rolls and it said, oh, you already mailed in a ballot. And then that person said, well, no, I didn't mail in a ballot. I want to vote today. Then they would give them a fake ballot and let them fill out a ballot and then throw that ballot away and keep the mailed in one.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Modi's, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Trucker Call-In Show today on American Journal, Infowars.com. I'm wearing my very fine-looking, if I may say so myself, Infowars trucker hat. Remember, you support everything that we do here on this program and everything we do across all of our programs by... And it's entirely funded 100% by you, the American people, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. If you are a trucker, might I suggest our delicious coffee? Wake Up America coffee is the best drip coffee I've ever had in my life. And we want you to stay safe out there on the roads. Stay awake, stay alert, stay caffeinated if you must. And if you do, you go to InfoWarsStore.com, get our coffee. And of course, right now going on is the restocked and reloaded specials on InfoWarsStore.com, meaning many of the products that we've been out of for so long are now back in stock, and they're on sale, flying off the shelves fast. Bodies, Alpha Power, and others, 40 to 50% off. And you could get this stylish neon yellow trucker hat for a good price as well. And I believe still all the t-shirts are $17.76, which is an absolute steal for these high-quality shirts, and all of the money goes directly towards funding this program and others, all the work that we do here at InfoWars. So thank you so much for doing that, and I hope you do it more. And, you know, I've been pitching this week. I've been plugging the, where is it? The hand sanitizer, organic hand sanitizer, Inrix Essential, this great little pocket-sized bottle of incredibly good-smelling and good-feeling hand sanitizer. It's not that goopy trash that you get from the bottles, from the, you know, pump bottles, that smells like turpentine and feels like that goo you used to make, in science class, just all sticky and gross. No, not this stuff. This stuff is pure and clean, totally organic, totally safe, and, an absolutely great product. And I just sort of started pitching this myself, because I've been using it. And apparently, you guys have responded, and you've purchased it, and I really appreciate that, and I hope you like it, because I think you will. It really is a great product, very useful, and if you go out and bought it once, you'll probably buy more of it eventually, because it does. These little bottles, they're small, but they last a while. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Joel in Las Vegas has a great idea that has been pitched a few times on this program. I think it's great. I'd love to know how we achieve what Joel is about to suggest. Maybe he can give us some insight. Thanks for calling in, Joel. You're on the air.
I want to say real quick that yourself and myself and you have convinced my uncle to switch over to InfoWar products.
Oh, that's nice.
And he was not so sure, but now he's convinced, and just wanted to say thank you.
Absolutely.
Real quick, what I wanted to talk about was I'm a former CDL truck driver. OTR, which is over the road. So I thought it was a good time as any to speak to all my former comrades about what I think is very important. We could talk about the past. We could talk about the future of a future election and maybe taking over some seats in the House. But what I think we really need now is real-time effects on what I believe is the people that are having terrible effects on us today.
Right.
Big tech controlling our media. Or our speech. the media, literally, either, you know, diluting what we speak, changing the narrative, whatever it may be. The colleges, or you know what they're run by. It's one by one. We almost have no tools to fight or defend ourselves, and I see us just sitting doing nothing. But I do know that as CDL truck drivers are essential to food and products going to all states of this country. If you're a company driver or if you're a local driver, you don't have a lot of say. But if you're a lease operator or if you're a sole proprietor or you own your own authority or control your own authority, you have say what and where you could bring products, meaning I'll take that load, I won't take that load. And basically what I'm saying is we have to starve out the blue states now because we have no other tools to do it. Otherwise, we're sitting ducks. I don't see any other real effect that we could have that the same effect of what they're having to us. They control almost everything. We control almost nothing. And I just hear people, and I understand, you know, we, like I said, I've studied all the past of what's going on, and, you know, we're all hoping, but, you know, the elections, as bad as they were in November, we can only imagine what they might be in 22. But right. I do believe this, that if we control what's coming into their states, food, product. I used to show dogs. I used to show mean dogs, Rottweilers, and there was one who was pretty violent, and he would not let anybody near him. But after 7 days of not eating, he came into my arms whimpering because he was so hungry. It took the fight out of him.
You know,
That's what we have to do here.
I'll tell you why this is such a brilliant idea, and I'm serious. I would love to play some part in getting this going. I don't know if there are truckers unions that would need to get involved because this would have to be a mass sort of organization. It can't just be one trucker here, one trucker there. That wouldn't be effective. But here's the deal. The baseline of the Great Reset, the entire concept of building back better and what is being implemented now with the great merger between big tech, big media, big government, and big corporations all coming together to forcefully push one particular view to the exclusion of all others, and in fact using whatever power that they have, be it power in the government or power over the economy and the corporations, they are now explicitly saying it is our job to use that power to put forward our agenda. That's why you're seeing things like Coca-Cola boycott Georgia, Hollywood boycott Georgia. If the people of the state vote in a way that the corporate overlords disagree with, then they use their financial power to exert force upon the people of Georgia and upon the legislature of Georgia. It was and this is explicitly the style of capitalism that is propounded by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and Mark Benioff and Linda Rothschild. This is what they say, you know, is necessary now moving forward. They call it stakeholder approach or stakeholder capitalism, where they claim that, well, our company isn't just working for our stakeholders, it's working for everybody in the community. So we have to use our economic power to get our way. This has been used by Salesforce, one of the largest employers in Idaho, when Idaho tried to pass a law allowing for discrimination against homosexuals. Salesforce said, we will pull out of your state. In other words, we will cost your state billions of dollars in capital unless you change your mind. It's pure and plain extortion. They're overriding the will of the American people. They're overriding our governmental system by using the levers that are in their control. World Economic Forum, what is stakeholder capitalism? I mean, this is what it's all about. This is what the Great Reset is. It explains everything from, you know, Pope Francis with Mark Benioff and Linda Rothschild coming together to create a faction, a cabal pushing this forward. It explains the censorship that we see with Twitter and YouTube. They're not interested in just creating a platform where people can upload whatever they want. No, now they're interested in using that platform in order to silence dissidents and, again, put forward their own particular ideology. Well, now corporations are doing that. So I think it is a brilliant idea to say, if that's what you're going to do, then we're going to use our power in the economy to get what we want. And they may control the purse strings. They may control the banks and the big corporations like Nike and Coca-Cola. And they may be able to issue, you know, blanket declarations that say, we do not support that, and we're going to bankrupt your state. you know, as if they speak on behalf of everybody in that company or everybody in that state or whatever it is. But conservatives control the food. Conservatives control the moving from one place to another. They control the food supply and the raw materials and all of the things that come from red states to feed the not self-sufficient megalopolises in New York on the East Coast and West Coast as well. So I think if they're going to do it, then we should take a page from their book and go, if you want to use your power as head of the Coca-Cola company or head of Nike to try to force your beliefs onto the people of Georgia or onto the people of wherever, America, then we should use our power to force our beliefs on them. And hey, they may be able to cost us a couple bucks, but we control the food supply. I mean, literally, we are in a war, and they are using these weapons. We have these weapons as well. They're just holstered right now. I think we absolutely need to do this.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now, and our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 best sellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com. CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air
air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now former best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beach, Crostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Okay, we're back, folks. American Journal on InfoWars.com and Vanda.video. Directly out to your phone lines once again, Charles from North Carolina. He's run into some trouble for refusing to wear a mask. You were punished, Charles. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I had been going to Costco for a while because I found out they had the cheapest prescription price for my Levetiracetam, the generic version of Keppra. I'm an epileptic with chronic breathing disorders. That's how I actually got epilepsy, is because I'm prone to pneumonia and bacterial infections due to my breathing disorder. I got real sick one time, and now I have a permanent damage to my brain where I'm going to be epileptic forever. That's just how that goes.
So you have this medicine to help keep it in check, and you usually buy it from Costco. I'm guessing you don't buy it from Costco anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, it took me a few years to figure out the dosage. I've almost died a half dozen times.
Oh, geez.
I've given myself 5 concussions. That's what happens when the medicine doesn't work or I don't have the medicine to take.
Okay. So what happened with Costco?
So I found out they have the best prices for me, considering I don't have insurance. And I had been going there for a while, and then the mask mandates came out. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, Costco, they're a little uppity. And a couple times I went in there while the mask mandate was going on, they asked me, hey, can you put on a mask? I said, no, I have a medical condition.
Right.
They didn't really bother me the first time. But then another time about 3 months ago, I walked in there and same thing. I have a medical condition. But for some reason, they changed their mind. They broke HIPAA law. They asked me, well, what's your condition? Why can't you wear a mask? So I explained to them, even though I didn't have to. And I was like, look, I'm here for life-saving medicine. You really can't tell me no. And they're like, well, you know, you got to put this visor on. And by the time they asked me to put the visor on, I was at the pharmacy desk. And I was like, don't you think this is a little silly? I'm already back here. I can just give you my money and leave.
Right. I mean, the visor is such a silly concept anyway. If the mask wasn't, I mean, the mask, at least you can understand how theoretically it could help. But I mean, the visor, just it's like, how could that possibly help anything? It's ridiculous. So they're trying to make you wear the visor. So what eventually happened, Charles?
Yeah, so it wasn't a single-use visor. The guy was holding it in his bare hands. So I told him, you know, this is kind of silly. That thing's dirty. And so even the lady behind the desk, she had plenty enough time to talk to me and argue for 5 minutes to tell me, I'm not going to help you unless you put a face covering on. So by this time, she could have already been sick. You know, the way science works, right?
Right.
So I put the visor on. I complete my transaction. And now with my property in my hand, I put the mask down. And, you know, I gave the guys a hard time walking out. I was like, you don't have to treat me like a criminal. You guys are acting like communists. It's not my fault that you've cuckolded into this mask-wearing thing. But you don't have to push it onto me. I, you know, and they've committed transgression against the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Governor Roy Cooper's executive order himself. He says that people with chronic breathing disorders and even behavioral disorders, I could be ODD, oppositionally defiant disorder. I don't like doing it because you told me to.
Right.
Roy Cooper is a Democratic governor. He said it's okay.
But even without the speculation, you actually do have a condition that would make wearing a mask dangerous, pneumonia or asthma, like you said, especially if it can, you know, trigger or make more likely an a seizure of yours. I mean, that's a legitimate reason not to wear a face mask. And yet that's been violated. So now I guess you've been banned from Costco Pharmacy.
Give me any notice that day. They didn't call me. 2 months later, I was all the way in, I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, Port City on the East Coast, 10 minutes to the ocean. I'm all the way in Tennessee, and I realize, oh, crap, I don't have my medicine, and I need to take it in a few hours. I go to Costco, and it's Sunday, so they're only letting seniors in, and they just ask me, well, let me just get your name, and I'll have them get it ready, and then you can come back in just a little bit when it's ready. I was like, fine. But when he came back outside the store, he told me I wasn't allowed to be at Costco ever again anymore.
Wow. So they revoked revoked your membership to Costco totally. I guess that's convenient since, you know, Costco, you have to have a membership. So if somebody acts out in their store, they can just, you know, put a mark and say, hey, next time this guy comes in, keep him out because he's not allowed. You know, honestly, I'm not super familiar with the law, but there are legitimate medical reasons to not have to wear a mask. And you're exactly right with the ADA, American Disability Act. They're not allowed to pry into your medical history and ask exactly, you know, what the particular condition is that you have. You might have a lawsuit on your hands here, Charles. I mean, I don't know. I'm not advising you, you know, legally one way or the other. But that might be what I would be tempted to do if I were you, because that is absolutely a violation. And God knows there's enough, you know, scammers making money off the ADA, finding little loopholes where people aren't fulfilling the law exactly. And so they sue them and make $10,000 totally dishonestly and not out of necessity. But it sounds like you've actually been affected by this, actually had negative consequences. I don't know. If I were you, I might consider filing a lawsuit of some sort. Again, I don't know. I don't know the laws. I'm not a lawyer or anything, but that sounds egregious in my opinion. So yeah, good luck. Hope you figure out how to get, you know, more cheap medicine, Charles. I feel for you, and it's completely outrageous the way these mask mandates are being fulfilled and pushed by just the most petty tyrants of all time. People like pharmacists and flight attendants suddenly feel like they have the authority of God to dictate to you how you can live your life. And it's totally absurd. I feel for you, Charles. So hopefully you can get that worked out. Hopefully you can make a bunch of money off it, because those are some clear violations that they're making that normally countries or companies are held to very high standards and will be punished very thoroughly for violating those. I want to go now to Lynn in Kentucky, who has a great quote on his little summary here. Maybe he can explain it to me. Lynn in Kentucky: arguing with a pig in mud is like arguing with truck driver. What does this mean, Lynn?
Yes, sir. They enjoy it. They have a syndrome. They'll talk about anything to anybody and switch sides if they have to get a conversation.
That's great. But we need more of that in America, don't we?
Oh yeah. We need to debate this, and that's, to me, that's why I listen to Alex Jones. I get the truth, and I'm able to debate.
Yeah.
You know, and I had a neighbor that wrote a book, Company of Deceit, and it was CIA. He had a plane for sale. They said, come down here and bring it to Florida. He brought it to Florida. He said, oh, the man buying it is over here in this island. He went down to the island. They said, oh, we got you now. He flew without a flight plan. You'll make the easiest money you'll ever make. It was the CIA. He brought the shoulder to missile launchers to the Contra.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He tried to blow his plane up at the end.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not surprised, man. Thousands of people were involved in this, and yet it stayed secret.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible.
And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And we're back. Getting towards the end of the program here today. I think it's been a wildly successful first edition of the monthly trucker call-in show that we'll be doing here on American Journal to compete with, in a friendly, engaging fashion, with the War Room's veteran call-in show. Veterans can call into War Room. Truck drivers calling in here, hopefully giving a voice and some respect to some of the people in this country that don't get as much as they deserve. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Luke in Illinois has some comments about shortage of microchips. I haven't heard about this. Thanks for calling in. Luke, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning.
How do you read me?
I read you loud and clear, good buddy.
Awesome. Hey. First of all, I have a suggestion for a show mascot. Once you hear it, you'll never be able to get it out of your mind. The American Gerbil.
Oh, no.
speaking to your comments about testing, drug testing, background checks, the person that trained me 5 years ago disappeared after several months. I inquired. I said, hey, what happened to so-and-so? I said, oh, he pissed hot for crank.
The person who tested you got caught for crank?
No, the person that trained me.
Oh, the person that trained you. Oh, good.
Was doing crank, so there you go. I deliver to lots and lots of people, businesses, residences, and right after the lockdown started, I delivered to a place. Older lady came out probably in her 60s. If I remember right, she was holding something over her face, and she said, well, you know, I'm going to send the packages back because I don't want to touch them, you know, because I might get something from them.
Wow.
So to me, that was just mind-boggling to see that kind of fear. It's sad. It you know, it really does something to me when I see people living in such extreme fear that they can barely even function.
Yeah, it's really cruel, right? Because these people have grown up, you know, especially if they're a little bit older, like in a country where you could trust a lot of the institutions. Now, we've seen that a lot of these institutions have been corrupted for a very long time, but at least, you know, for a while, there was some semblance of honor and trustworthiness in at least a few institutions. And some of these were like the medical institution, like, you know, yeah, the news might sway things one way or the other, or, you know, politicians don't always put the most honest spin to things. But doctors, the medical industry, I mean, this is people's lives. They aren't going to mess around with that, right? I mean, they grew up in a world where you could seemingly trust these massive institutions. Now these massive institutions are just filling them with fear and lies and chaos and you know, self-imprisonment. And they believe it. They buy into it because they're still in that old mindset. And you're right. It is really heartbreaking because it is a cruel taking advantage of the most vulnerable in our society who, you know, just think they're doing the right thing and think they're hearing the truth when in reality they're being manipulated and used and having their lives destroyed for no particular reason. I think that's a great point, Luke.
Thank you. You know, and they want to believe in the inherent goodness of man.
Yeah.
And obviously, if they would read their Bible thoroughly, they would find out that there is no such thing.
Mm.
Anyway.
You know, I think there is such a thing, right? There is inherent goodness in a lot of people. In most people, I think there is some inherent goodness, but you've got to be suspicious all the time, really. If people prove to you that they're good, then you believe that they're good and you trust them to a certain extent. But you're right. There's this, you know, the concept I always bring up to try to, you know, refute it at certain times is like, well, don't ascribe to malice what can be explained by incompetence, right? Everybody's just trying to do their best. And sometimes they mess up and it's not so good. It's like, that's like the number one point maybe of this broadcast and everything we do here at InfoWars is to be like, see all of this stuff going wrong. See how it's all very coincidentally completely aligned with one another. It's not an accident. It's not people trying to do good and failing. These people know what they're doing. The plan is in place. It is your subjugation. It is your domination. It is your destruction they have in mind. And they're carrying it out in a very specific order. So that's like the number one thing we try to get across here is like, it's not an accident and these people aren't good and they're using your desire for goodness and your desire to trust people as a weapon against you. Stop listening to your enemies. Stop believing people who want you to be destroyed. And it's obvious because you don't want your friends to be weak, right? These people want everybody to be weak. They see a strong person. They see a confident person. They see somebody who's self-assured and successful. And they seethe in anger and fury and jealous and envy over those successful people. And they want to tear them down rather than build themselves up. A strong person sees another strong person, an even stronger person, even more successful, more wealthy, more, you know, beneficial person. And they celebrate that. And they go, man, I'm, you know, maybe one day I'll be that successful. Maybe one day I'll be that good. But you don't want to tear that person down. But everything from the left is this envy and this hatred, and yet they slather it in sweetness in order to conceal the true evil. And hopefully more people can understand that what you're being subjected to is not just a natural inevitability of the modern world that you just have to deal with. No, it's a plan. It's purposeful. It's by design. And it is a gun aimed at your head that you are not a bad person for defending yourself against. Thanks for the call, Luke. Let's go to Jay in Alabama. I want to talk about the supply chain, of which trucks are such an integral part even to this day, and even more so now perhaps than ever. Thanks for calling in, Jay. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison.
Hello.
Yeah, my truck's in the shop because the brakes, I guess, they're coming from Switzerland, and it's a Volvo. And it's got me held up. But, that, you know, that's with everything. But what's kind of funny is I got a little story. I was at a restaurant, and they got the ropes, and so there was nowhere to sit down.
Right.
And I sat down with – I'm kind of a veteran, 30 years plus driving. And I sat down with another guy, and we're talking about how it used to be and everything. And it's kind of disheartening, you know, the way it is. With going to restaurants and stuff, but I did find a restaurant in different states. Everywhere has different rules. And I was at the Tennessean yesterday on 65, and I saw they had a big, beautiful buffet out there. And I wear your shirts all the time. Today I got the FK mask. Yesterday I had the FK Biden on.
Excellent.
And a guy said, "I love your shirt." And he goes, "I love the back of your shirt." And I said, "Alex rocks," you know. And
heck yeah,
that was kind of cool. And when I go into these, truck stops and I see these fools with these masks, I say, I won't swear, but I take off that effing mask, you know,
right.
And, breathe, you need oxygen. I love Alex right. with the, you need food or you die in a month. You need water or you die in a week, and you need air or you die in 4 minutes, you know? And I just have fun with it now, to be honest with you. I hope I don't get arrested, but so far so good, you know.
I think, but as long as you're not getting in anybody's face or threatening anybody, you'll probably be good. You know, I've been tempted to carry around because people have really largely stopped asking me to wear a mask, but still occasionally you get it. And maybe we'll make them. You know, maybe I'll just like, you know, crop some up in Photoshop and give y'all the link on American Journal. I just want to create the, because recently, like the CDC and Stanford, all of these tests have come out saying the masks don't work, are unnecessary, and in fact, you know, can cause backlash. And these aren't studies done in the Congo 15 years ago. These are about the current crisis. Like, they studied the effects of masks during COVID, and the, you know, scientific authorities have said they don't help, they don't work, and in fact can be harmful. So, you know, I really just want to print these out and give them to people because, to be honest, I don't have the patience to sit there and try to explain to, you know, some shop teller why the mask doesn't work. You know, for now, I'm just like, you know, they don't work, right? And people are like, well, you know, you got to wear them. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. Give me my, you know, Coke and I'm going to get out of here. Thanks for the call, Jay. More of your calls in the final segment on the other side. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's AmericanJournalInfoWars.com.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover. Gregory said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background. And I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here. But it's really true. Listeners are incredible. And when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now, because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 best sellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Final segment of our first, our inaugural trucker call-in show here on American Journal, InfoWars.com. We'll go directly out to your phone calls in just 1 minute. Before we do, I do want to remind you, InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to get the great products curated by Alex Jones. You know, Alex, I'm lucky. I don't deal with the business side of things. When Alex Jones gets off of his show and he stops doing his show, even during commercial breaks sometimes, he's answering questions about supply chains and labeling and marketing and here's what and meeting with product managers. Like, he's in it. He's involved. I am blissfully ignorant of how all of that goes. All I know is that when you buy things from InfoWarsStore.com, the money gets put right back into InfoWars and helps pay for the incredible crew, the incredible equipment that we have here, the broadcast, the necessary infrastructure in place. So I'm happy. I'm happy in my ignorance not to know how all the machinations go on. Sometimes I know that we have things on sale. Sometimes they're not. All I know is that on a daily basis, I use Emirates Essentials organic hand sanitizer. I might be messing everything up here is the point that I'm making. Maybe there's a reason that this isn't on sale. Maybe we're running low and it might cause a problem if we sell too many of these. I don't know. All I know is that it's a great product and I want you to buy it. And if that causes problems, I'm sorry. And we'll deal with that at a later date. But all I know is that this is a fantastic product. It comes in eucalyptus, peppermint, and lavender. It smells absolutely amazing. It's small, can fit in your purse or your pocket. It makes your hands feel good. They don't feel sticky like so often happens with the knockoff hand sanitizer you find on shelves around the country right now. This stuff smells like a garden in spring, and it will help kill the bacteria on your hands. very effectively, and it's a spritzer bottle. So even though this bottle is very small, a very small amount is necessary to clean your hands. And so this bottle will actually last you a very long time, even if you use it fairly regularly, as I do. So if you want my suggestion this week for what you should buy from InfoWarsStore.com, it's Immerse Essentials Organic Hand Sanitizer. You can try all three flavors. I like eucalyptus. My wife prefers lavender. And it's been very useful around the house with a newborn baby that we can't leave for 2 minutes to go wash our hands, or else he is liable to fling himself bodily from whatever precipitous height he has found his way onto. Now, back to your phone calls. But first, I want to read a very important transmission from an Israeli lawyer who is warning other countries about the effects that the COVID-19 vaccine passport has had on the people of Israel. You will not get this message from the mainstream media, who insists that the vaccine passport is necessary, good, and possibly a crime to argue against. So here is a woman named Gal Gur from Israel. She says, "Hello, my name is Gal. I'm an Israeli citizen, and I want to convey this urgent message to the world. Contrary to what you were told, Israel has not returned to normal in any way. Moreover, despite the desire to create a setting as if there is a full and normal routine here, the Israeli Ministry of Health just recommended today an extend the declaration of a state of emergency in Israel, to which is the foundation for coercion, violation of basic rights, severe discrimination under a green mark pass, prolonged closure of about 5 months overall, and a lot of undemocratic and not routine restrictions." Again, this is in Israeli, so I'm reading it verbatim. Some of the words are, misspelled or whatever, but I'm just reading it how it is. And of course, he's talking about the green vaccine pass. If you've been vaccinated, you have the green pass, and if not, it's red. So that's what she means when she says the green mark. She says if the situation in Israel had returned to routine thanks to the astounding success of vaccines, as is claimed, then the state of emergency would not have continued. In fact, since the beginning of the vaccination project, there has been only more intimidation in many ways. Even though the closure has been lifted, much more coercion. So the lockdown is lifted, but the coercion has increased. Okay, more intimidation since the vaccine project rolled out. She says, "We live under increasing coercion, discrimination, marking, and division into two civil societies, according to the Green Pass. Basic activities such as work, education, health, and recreation have become a luxury only for vaccinated people. And even then, temporary. Only some places allow the presentation of a negative test to COVID every 72 hours. The approval output sometimes puts out an output of all the medical tests you have done. Recently, it was announced that citizens who chosen to do so will have to pay for the test. Yesterday, at the same time as the false publication that all restrictions have been removed from the education systems, the Minister of Education announced that parents would be allowed to enter their children's school or kindergarten only by presenting a GP or Green Pass. A Green Pass will be required as well for attending graduation parties or trips and more. We believe, myself as a lawyer and many more like me, that this announcement probably has no legal basis and is not under authority, but the state of Israel is no longer a law-abiding democracy. The directive has already been implemented and the legal system does not provide an effective solution to stop this conduct. There's no functioning government or Knesset, and there are no parliamentary committees to stop it. We were abducted to the dictatorship. My message is simple. Either the vaccine is effective and then all the limitations have to disappear from our lives, or it is ineffective and there is no justification for the limitations that depend on it, on the green pass anyway. There is not both ways. Since we are now a country that operates unprecedented coercive measures, you will not hear this message in the official media. Please help us pass it on to the citizens. Lastly, I believe that Israel is the pilot that should serve as an example and justification for the whole world. If they convince the general public that there is success here, it will be done all over the world, and then it will get worse for all of us." So there it is, folks, a desperate plea from a citizen of Israel to the people of the world to say, don't believe the stories you're being told. We are not open. The Green Pass is not wildly successful. The vaccinations are not succeeding. It is, in fact, a recipe for greater totalitarianism, greater coercion, greater intimidation, and a stratification of the entire population into those that are permitted to live a normal life and those that are restricted from participating in basic human functions. Truly incredible and well worth consideration before we allow this draconian technocratic slavery to truly take root worldwide. And with that, we go back to the phone calls. It looks like Chuck in Utah has been waiting a little while, wants to talk about organizing truckers, specifically when it comes to the southern border. What's your concept on this? Chuck, you are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison, and good morning, America.
Good morning.
So just real quick, I used to take a mineral supplement that I thought was really, really good, and it made me feel really good. But I recently have switched over to the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and it's day and night. It's absolutely amazing stuff. I got it in the combo pack with the Winter Sun, and I'm in heaven right now. I feel a lot better than I have in years.
That's great. That's really great to hear. Thank you.
I also found out that you guys have an InfoWars flag, and on my personal truck, I drive with the three-line flag, the blue, the red, and the green.
Uh-huh.
I drive with an InfoWars flag and an impeach Biden flag just to show my support, and I've actually gotten a lot of compliments on the InfoWars flag, so there's awesome. A lot of InfoWarriors out there.
Yes, sir, there are.
On the border, you know, the thing with the border is just mind-boggling how it's not. I mean, you guys are the only ones that are talking about it. I hear a little bit blurb here and there on Fox or some you know, local station, but you guys are the ones that are talking about that, and I think we should organize some truckers to just surround that whole complex and take their 36-hour reset right there.
Huh.
As soon as they get all those trucks towed off, have another round of trucks surround it with their 36-hour reset and just keep doing that until they have to shut the roads, actually close the roads down to get their buses of illegals in.
Right.
And, you know, because that would make a statement to the rest of, you know, I mean, if you've got a whole, you know, four or five city blocks that have been blocked off for a whole week because truckers won't get out of the way because of the illegal criminal pipeline that they have coming in, you know, maybe it might make a bigger stink.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. I mean, there's a lot that we can do. And I think Americans are finally getting pissed off enough at what's going on, seeing the not just inaction, but negatively impactful action by the Biden administration, especially when it comes to things like the border. You know, it reminds me of last year, or maybe in the year before that it really got started, the farmers in Germany and France were holding these massive protests against the climate change restrictions by driving their tractors and their big, you know, farm equipment into city centers and just clogging the whole thing up and just stopping traffic like statewide in their or, you know, countywide, whatever their, you know, municipal divisions are there in those countries. And they were hugely effective at disrupting the economic flow there in those big cities. So, you know, I like those types of protests because it's not like the government can come in with a big, you know, mecha Godzilla and move everything out of the way. Like it's peaceful. You're just putting something in the way and it's just occupying a space as a form of protest. I think the truckers in this country could really make some major changes happen if they were to do something like that.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon,
to an InfoWars.com frontline report.
Available again.
Receiving
DVD in HD, it has a zero country code. Anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it. I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know. Errol and Black TV, give it to your pastors,
the resistance.
Your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents, their own statements. 14 years ago,
coming
to
you live from the
InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you've been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.